This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
I want to read a letter to you. I want to read a letter to you penned by Julie Kelly. Julie Kelly wrote a spectacular open letter to her former friend. Dear Ex-Friends in the Resistance, titled by Julie Kelly. You can find it on American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. I just think it's brilliant in its writing, and I wanted to share with you. So, dear Ex-Friends in the Resistance, hey, what's up? Long time, no talk. I think the last civil conversations we had occurred just days before November 8, 2016. You were supremely confident Hillary Clinton would win the presidential election. You voted for her with glee. I bit down hard and cast my vote for Donald Trump. Then the unimaginable happened. He won. And you lost your effing minds. I knew you would take the loss hard and personally, since all of you were super jacked up to elect the first woman president, but I did not imagine you would become totally deranged, attacking anyone who voted for Trump or supported his presidency as racist, sexist, misogynistic, homophobic, Nazi sympathizers. The weirdness started on social media late on election night, as it became clear Hillary was going to lose. A few of you actually admitted that you were cradling your sleeping children, weeping, wondering what to tell your kindergartner the next morning about Trump's victory. It continued over the next few days. Some of you seriously expressed fear about modern-day concentration camps. Despite living a privileged lifestyle, you were suddenly a casualty of the white patriarchy. Your daughters were future victims. Your sons were predators in waiting. You threatened to leave Facebook because you could no longer enjoy the family photos or vacation posts from people who were once friends, became literal Hitlers to you on November 8th because they voted for Donald Trump. I admit I was a little hurt at first. The attacks against us Trump voters were so personal and so vicious that I did not think it could be sustained. I thought maybe you would regain your sanity after some turkey and eggnog, but you did not. You got worse. And it went from sad to angry to where I am today, which is simply amused. As the whole charade you have been suckered into over the last 18 months starts to fall apart, that Trump would not survive his presidency, he would be betrayed by staff, family, or his political party, he would destroy the Republican Party, he would be declared mentally ill and removed from office, he would be handcuffed and dragged out of the White House by Robert Mueller for colluding with Russia. Let me remind you what complete fools you have made of yourselves. Not to mention how you've been fooled by the media, the Democratic Party, and the new heroes you have on the never-Trump right. On November 9th, you awoke from a self-induced eight-year-long political coma to find out that White House press secretaries shade the truth and top presidential advisors run political cover for their boss. You were shocked to discover that presidents exaggerate, even lie on occasion. You became interested for the first time about the travel accommodations, office expenses, and lobbyist pals of administration officials. You started counting how many rounds of golf the president actually played. You suddenly thought it was fine to mock the first lady now that she wasn't Michelle Obama. Once you removed your pussy hat after attending the Women's March, you made fun of Kellyanne Conway's hair, Sarah Sanders' weight, Melania Trump's shoes, Hope Hicks' death stare, and you helped fuel a rumor started by a bottom-feeding author that you and Ambassador Nikki Haley actually slept with Donald Trump. You thought it was A-okay that Betsy DeVos was nearly physically attacked and routinely heckled. You glorified a woman who had sex on camera for a paycheck. You've learned all kinds of new things that those of us who didn't willfully ignore politics for the past 8 years already knew. For example, we already knew that illegal immigrants were being deported and families were being separated. We already knew about misconduct at the Environmental Protection Agency. We already knew that politicians gerrymander congressional districts for favorable election outcomes. And we already knew that citizens from certain countries had restricted access to the United States. But American politics became a whole new thing for you. Some of your behavior has been kind of cute. It was endearing to watch you become experts on the Logan Act, the Hatch Act, the Second Amendment, the 25th Amendment, and the Emoluments Clause. You developed a new crush on Mitt Romney after you had once called him a sexist for having binders full of women. You longed for the presidency of George W. Bush, a man you once wanted in prison for war crimes. Ditto for John McCain. You embraced people like Bill Kristol and David Frum without even knowing that their histories included shotgunning the Iraq War. Classified emails shared by Hillary Clinton? Who cares? Devin Nunez wanted to declassify crucial information for the public interest? Traitor. But your newfound admiration for fealty to law enforcement really has been a fascinating transformation. Wasn't it just last fall that I saw you loudly supporting professional athletes who were protesting police brutality by kneeling during the national anthem? Remember how you fanboyed a mediocre quarterback for wearing socks that depicted cops as pigs? But now you sound like paid spokesman for the Fraternal Order of Police. You insist that any legitimate criticism of misconduct and possible criminality that occurred at the Justice Department and the FBI is, quote, an attack on law enforcement. While you once opposed the Patriot Act because it might have allowed the federal government to spy on terrorists who are using the local library to learn how to make suitcase bombs, you now fully support the unchecked power of a secret court to look into the phone calls, text messages, and emails of an American citizen because he volunteered for a campaign. Spying on terrorists circa 2002? Bad. Spying on Carter Page circa 2017? The highest form of patriotism. And that white male patriarchy you once convinced would strip away basic rights and silence any opposition after Trump won? That fear has apparently been washed away as you hang on the every word of James Comey, John Brennan, and James Clapper. This is Exhibit A of the Old Boy Network and represents how the insularity, arrogance, and cover-your-tracks mentality of the white male power structure still prevails, yet instead of rising up against it, you are buying their books, retweeting their Twitter rants, and blasting anyone who dares to question their testicular authority. Your pussy hat must be very sad. But your daily meltdowns about Trump and Russia and collusion have been the most endearing and entertaining to observe. After Bob Mueller was appointed as special counsel, you were absolutely convinced it would result in Trump's arrest and impeachment. Some of you insisted that Trump wouldn't get out of 2017. You quickly swallowed any chum tossed at you by the Trump-hating media of MSNBC, the New York Times, or the Washington Post about who was going down next or who would flip on the president. For the past year, I've watched you obsess over a rotating cast of characters, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and the list goes on and on and on. And now you've turned your attention to Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels for hope and inspiration. It will be your lowest point yet, but I say that and I'm not sure because every time I think you've hit bottom, you've come up with a new baseline, perhaps defending the unprecedented use of federal power to spy on political enemies and then lie about it will be the next nail in your credibility coffin. The next several weeks will be tough on you again. I think Americans will learn some very hard truths about what happened in the previous administration and how we purposely misled by powerful leaders in the news media. I wish I could see you as a victim, but I cannot. You are not. I know you're smart, and you chose to support this insurgency, this resistance, with your eyes wide open. And now we'll just watch and enjoy the pain. That's from Julie Kelly, Great Right, AmericanGreatness.com. Well done, Julie. An open letter on The Steve Gerber Show.